Sophia Lukomsky. I hope I got that last name right. And Alif Finzer. That'll be the five starters for the Greenwood Lady Blue Jays, coached by Coach Mike Percival, coming in with a 9-2 record on the season so far. For the Thayer Lady Bobcats, Coach Denny Young, assisted by Charlie Ballard. It'll be number 2, Riley Pierce. It'll be number 3, Riley Davis. Number 4, Allie Curley. Number 11, Riley Joe Sorrell. And finally, Abby Bowers. Who knows, Abby's middle name might be Riley. I don't know. You know, a lot of Rileys here on the Lady Bobcats roster. But we're ready to go here. It is semifinal consolation brackets action. Thayer Lady Bobcats, Greenwood Lady Blue Jays. Like we said, the winner moves on to play for the consolation trophy tomorrow, 11 o'clock. And the loser is out of the tournament. And the winner, though, will play the winner of the next game between Clever and Bolivar coming up right after this game. So Abby Bauer is going to do the honors of the jump in center. And I do believe it's going to be Gia Lukomsky for Greenwood. And I believe we are ready to go. And Abby Bowers wins the tip, and it'll be Riley Davis to set the offense for the Lady Bobcats. Davis up top, goes back to the left side to Pierce down in the corner. Bowers is going to fire a 3, no good. And inside, the rebound by Hillis, and the jumper is no good that time. Bowers with the rebound up top to Pierce. Now Bowers on the left side up top to Riley Davis. Back over to Bowers on the left side. They'll go down the post, and Pierce will shoot out of the corner for 3. No good. And Greenwood comes out of the pack with the basketball, and we got a foul on the Lady Bobcats. As 3 of the Lady Bobcats surrounded Greenwood player, but one of them got her on the arm. So it's going to be on Riley Davis, so that'll be the first team foul on Lady Bobcats. And they'll have some full-court pressure. And right away, the ball is stolen away by Davis. Shot up, no good. Hillis missed it, puts it back up. She scores. And she's going to the free throw line to shoot 2. So let's see. That is going to be on Benzer. That's her first team foul on Greenwood. And Hillis will go to the free throw line to shoot 1. And it is good. And the Lady Bobcats take a 3-0 lead here. We've almost played 1 minute here of the ball game. And now we've got a foul once again on Lady Bobcats. That'll be on Hillis this time, her first, second team foul. So Lady Bobcats picked up 2 team fouls here in 1 minute of play in the ball game. Still with that full court pressure. And they're bringing it up the floor is a Benzer. Going to go out of bounds, and it'll be Lady Bobcat basketball on the side that it went off of Benzer's knee there. So Riley Davis will set the offense again up top. Bowers over on the left side, down in the left corner. That'll be Pierce. Pierce back up to Bowers up top. She'll switch it over to the right side. A long 3 is going to be no good. And we got another tie-up on the rebound, and it will go to Greenwood. Lady Blue Jays have not made it over half court so far in the ball game. So let's see what happens here. They get the ball in to Newman. Newman gives it back to Benzer. Benzer across the timeline and gets it down low to Pinkston. Now they'll come to the left side to Benzer. She'll drive in the lane, kicks it back out top of the key for 3. It's good. And that 3 is good by Newman. And we're tied up 3-3 here with 6:22 to go first quarter. Bowers kicks it out in the corner. Pierce now. Davis puts it on the floor. Hillis on the left wing up top. And a long 3 is going to be good by Riley Davis. Lady Bobcats takes the lead back at 6-3. Up the floor, and Bowers steals the basketball. He'll put it inside. Hillis finally gets control of it. Gives it to Pierce, who will fire a 3. It's no good. And Curley runs it out of bounds. It's going to be Lady Bobcat basketball. Went off fingertips of Newman. Lady Bobcats will inbound right by the Greenwood bench. Down in the right corner, a three out of that right corner baseline is no good that time by Davis. Greenwood with the basketball up the floor. That's going to be Benzer. She'll put it up and no good. Hillis with the rebound for Thayer. Hillis will bring it across the timeline. And she's looking to go right side down into the corner. That's Davis back up and around the horn. Back to Hillis up top. Now they give it to Pierce on the left side. Bowers has it on the left wing. Pierce now in the corner. And a three coming out of that corner is no good by Davis. And Greenwood with the rebound. Newman will bring it up the floor. Gives it up to Latomsky. And she throws it out of bounds over the head of Benzer. And Greenwood wants a 30-second timeout, so we'll come back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
Welcome back to the Weiser Gymnasium on the campus of Drew University in Springfield. It's pink and white basketball tournament action. In the pink bracket, Thayer Lady Bobcats are leading the Greenwood Lady Blue Jays 6-3 here with 5:05 to go in the first quarter. Winner of this game will play tomorrow at 11 o'clock for the Consolation Trophy against the winner of the next game between Clever and Bolivar. Riley Davis will bring it across the timeline for the Lady Bobcats. Left side to Bowers. Bowers goes up top now to Curley. He'll bring it to the right side, Hillis. Down to Bowers inside the post, and she shot it a little bit too hard off the backboard. And she turns around and steals a basketball and then gets fouled. Let's see who they call the foul on. There's two Lady Jays down there. And I believe it's going to be on Latomsky, her first, second team foul on Greenwood. And here comes the 6'1 senior into the ball game, Myla Chapman. Latomsky will have a seat for Greenwood. Pierce will throw it in. Gets it to Davis. Davis back to Hillis. Hillis at the free throw line. Kicks it over to Bowers on the left, out on the left baseline, I should say. And Abby Bowers hits the three. There leads it 9-3 here. And Chapman with it. She lost the handle on it. Curley takes it away. And here comes Bowers the other way. She's going to go to the hoop, and she scores. Abby Bowers now with 5 in the ball game. Lady Zizzers up, or Lady Bobcats up 11-3. Bear with me, folks. We're only doing Lady Bobcats, Lady Zizzers, and Zizzer Boys up here in the tournament. So I'm sure I'm going to mess it up several more times. Foul that time is on Allie Curley. That's her first, third team foul on Lady Bobcat. Greenwood with the basketball. Down into the corner. Daugherty with it. She's looking. And a long three is going to be put up. And it goes in, actually. Newman hits her second three of the ball game. It's 11-6 there with the lead. Davis up top, left side to Pierce. She'll bring it up top now to Hillis. Hillis gives it back to Davis. They'll go Bowers on the left wing. Bowers going to drive right down the lane and score. Abby Bowers with 7 in the ball game now. Benzer gives it up to Newman. Back to Benzer. They go ahead to Chapman, who will put the shot up. It's no good. Rebound underneath. And it is Pinkston with her first basket of the ball game. And Thayer leads it 13-8. Quickly down the other side of the court. Hillis with it up top for the Lady Bobcats. She'll give it to Pierce now. Davis on the left wing. Davis looking to drive. Kicks it back out to Hillis, who will fire a three, a long three. That's an air ball three. Going to go out of bounds. Going to be Greenwood basketball. And Latomsky's coming back into the ball game. Chapman is going to have a seat for Greenwood. Benzer with the basketball. And finally gets it across to Latomsky. She almost walked Benzer coming down the lane. That one's going to be a Greenwood ball out of bounds as it went off the hands of Pierce. So Newman will inbound it on the baseline, goes inside, and score. And that was Benzer with the basket, and the Thayer lead down to 13-10. Pierce will fire a three out of the corner. It's good on the left side. Riley Pierce hits the three. Thayer up now 16-10, 2:27 to go first quarter. Newman up top. That'll be Benzer. She'll fire a three. It's no good, and rebound is run down by Davis. Here comes Davis the other way. It's going to be blocked by Benzer, and she gets it before it goes out of bounds. Greenwood coming the other way. With the basketball is Newman. Newman now across the timeline, coming right down the lane, shot up, and no good. And rebound comes down to Pinkston for Greenwood. She'll kick it out. Benzer has it now on the right wing. Long three out of the corner is no good. This time Hillis gets the rebound. Here come the Lady Bobcats. Hillis will give it up. Davis, the jumper is good. Riley Davis with five in the ball game. Lady Bobcats up 18-10. Minute and a half to go, first quarter. Benzer with the basketball, gives it up. Newman, they'll go down to Latomsky in the lane. Benzer, and Benzer scores again. Benzer's got 4 points in the ball game. And bringing it up, that'll be Davis, gives it off to Bowers. Now Hillis up top. Hillis goes back to Davis. She'll put up a three top of the key. It's no good. And nobody rebounding. Coach Denny Young, not too happy about that. Here comes Newman up the floor, gives it to Benzer. Benzer gives it to Latomsky, back to Benzer now. Left side they go, and it's out of bounds. It'll be Lady Bobcat basketball. Chapman's going to check in for Greenwood. Also coming in is going to be Riley Joe Sorrell, and also Kinsley Regal into the ball game for Lady Bobcat. Bowers will bring it up the floor. We've got 48 seconds to go here in the first quarter. Thayer leads it 18-12. Bowers coming down the lane, and she makes the layup, and she's fouled. Abby Bowers going to the free throw line to shoot one. And that's Latomsky picks up the foul. That's her second. Third team foul on Greenwood. And Bowers is going to shoot a free throw, but just a second here. Pinkston comes back into the ball game. Latomsky comes out for Greenwood. And now that we've got everybody situated, Abby Bowers is going to shoot the free throw. And she missed it. Greenwood with the rebound. Benzer has it. She'll be coming off the right side, across the timeline. Up top for the basketball, Bobcats trying to double-team the ball. Benzer once again on the left wing now. Goes up top. We're down to 23 seconds, and we've got a foul on Thayer. It's going to be Riley Davis. That's her second, fourth team foul on Thayer. So it'll be Newman to throw it in for Greenwood here with 22 seconds to go in the first quarter. Newman looking, finally gets it to Benzer, back to Newman on the left side. Benzer at the free throw line. Around the horn they go. Long three is no good, and it'll be Thayer with the rebound. Davis brings it up the floor. 8 seconds to go. Pierce back to Davis. She'll fire the three. It's no good. And picked up by, that's Newman. Shot no good at the end of one. It's 20-12. Thayer leads the Greenwood Lady Blue Jays. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball. Anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
Good luck to the Thayer Bobcats all season long. The community has your back and wishes you great success. Daniel and Monica Bowers are both 1997 graduates from THS, along with Austin as a 2018 graduate, who take a lot of pride in our school district. They encourage our youth to exercise teamwork, and they know that hard work pays off in life. So from Bowers Tie Mill and Logging, they say go Bobcats. Call Daniel or Austin if you have logging needs in the area. The Bowers family, proud Bobcat supporters.
FNBC wants to be your business banking partner, and we are ready to help your business thrive. From commercial loans to help you launch or expand your business, to personalized financial advice, we can help. At FNBC, we value relationships and creating customized financial solutions that allow you to run your business more efficiently. Stop in and see us at any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri, or visit us online at fnbc.us for more information.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
Welcome back to Weiser Gymnasium, Drury University in Springfield. At the end of one, it's 20-12. Their Lady Bobcats lead the Greenwood Lady Blue Jays. To more of our Lady Bobcat boosters, that would be Legacy Auto Body and Towing of Thayer, Freeman and Woolsey Well Drilling and Pump Service of Thayer, Hart's Hometown Fresh Food Stores of Thayer, and 10 Box Cost Plus in West Plains, Thayer Walmart, Active Chiropractic and Acupuncture, Dr. Jacob Ekman, there and West Plains. Lady Bobcats will get the basketball start the second quarter. Riley Davis will bring it up. And they're going to cut to Abby Bowers. Bowers cut right down the lane. Got behind the defense. She's got 11 in the ball game so far. It's a 10-point Lady Bobcat lead. Chapman with it down into the corner. They'll give it back to Chapman, and she scores. Chapman, the big 6'1 senior, gets her first bucket of the ball game. Bowers brings it up, and Bowers going to kick it out. Down in the corner is Pierce now on the left side. Up top to Regal. They'll come right side now to Sorrell. Up top, Davis. Davis trying to drive, and she scores on the layup. Riley Davis with 7 in the ball game. It's back to a 10-point Lady Bobcat lead. Benzer across the timeline, gets it up to Newman. They'll go inside. Benzer on the turnaround, no good. Rebound comes down to Lady Bobcat, and Pierce will give it up to Regal. Regal going to bring it across the timeline, back to Bowers up top. Bowers looking to drive, goes around the defender, and had it knocked away out of bounds. It'll be a Lady Bobcat ball on the baseline. Sorrell's coming out, and Hillis will come back in for the Lady Bobcat. And it'll be Pierce to throw it in on the baseline. 6:50 to go here in the first half. They're up by 10. Inside they go to Bowers. Too far under the basket, but got her own rebound. She'll kick it out. Davis's three is no good. And the rebound comes down to Pinkston of Greenwood. And now they get it across the timeline to Benzer. Benzer gets trapped, and now we got a foul on the Lady Bobcats. And it's going to be Bowers picking up her first team foul here in the second quarter. And it'll be, hang on a minute. Curley's going to check in, and Pierce is going to get a breather. And now we're ready to go. Newman will throw it in on the side for Greenwood. Up top to Benzer, back to, all right, now Benzer going to drive the lane. She took a few steps there, they didn't call it. And it's Newman up top with the basketball. Left side now. They go to Daugherty. They'll go inside now. And up top is Benzer for three. It's good. Benzer with 7 points in the ball game. And Bowers driving, kicks it out to Hillis on the left side. They'll go up top to Davis. Davis trying to drive and puts the layup up and in. Riley Davis now has 9 in the ball game. Zizzers lead it by, or I should say Lady Bobcats lead it by 9. 5:48 to go here in the first half. Benzer will try another one top of the key. This time it's no good. Chapman with the rebound, and they'll get it back coming down the lane. Shot up and no good this time by Newman. Lady Bobcats with the basketball. Hillis will bring it up. Goes left side. Davis drives the baseline. gets cut off, so gives it back to Bowers up top to Hillis. They'll bring it around the horn to Regal. And Regal tried to get it inside to Curley, but overthrew her. Coming the other way, knocked away. And we're going to have a jump ball, I think. Nope, it's going to be a loose ball and picked up by Bowers. Hillis coming the other way. She'll get it to Regal. She'll put it up, and Regal scores on the layup. Thayer leads it 28-17. Greenwood with the basketball. Newman will bring it up the floor, gives it up to Benzer. Benzer across the timeline, 4:50 to go first half. Pinkston, they go inside to Benzer up top, and that's going to be Daugherty for three, no good. And the rebound comes down to Curley. Curley gives it up to Bowers, and Thayer will bring it up the floor. Across the timeline, Bowers will set the offense. Whoop. Well, she's going to throw it, and it's going to be knocked back in by Curley, but it's saved to Greenwood, and now Greenwood is going to save it to Bowers, who has an easy layup, and she missed it. She was too open and missed the layup. Here comes Newman the other way for Greenwood. Gives it up to Benzer up top. Right side they go to Daugherty. Back into Benzer. Benzer's shot is no good. Gets her own rebound, puts it back up. Bowers got a piece of it. And it's Davis out of the pack with the basketball. They are up the floor in a hurry. Davis is going to drive and scores on the layup. And that's 11 points for Davis. And timeout, Greenwood. Their lead at 30-17 with 3:50 to go in the first half. Back in 30 seconds, listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball. Anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
What put you in such a good mood?
Well, you know how competitive the couple next door is?
Yeah.
Well, he saw our flooring installers pull away yesterday and started bragging about their new floors. Get this, they chose laminate flooring instead of wood. He said they saved a bundle. I just smiled. It's a false savings. They're going to have to replace those floors in 7 to 10 years. Our wood floors will last a lifetime, and when we sell our house, we'll get more and sell faster.
Choosewood.com.
Welcome back to Weiser Gymnasium, Drury University in Springfield. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead Greenwood Lady Blue Jays 30-17 with 3:50 to go here in the first half. It'll be Greenwood basketball. Already two Lady Bobcats in double figures, Riley Davis with 11 and Abby Bowers with 11. Benzer across the timeline. She'll go to the right side. That'll be Pinkston. Pinkston looking, but guarded by Hillis, and finally gets it over to Newman. Almost a 5-second call. They give it to Benzer. Now the long three is good by Newman. And that's all Newman's done is hit three three-pointers here in the ball game. It's a 10-point lead for Thayer. Davis up top. And Savannah Wheeler in the ball game. But there, gets the basketball. Over the left side, Hillis will try the three. It is no good. Gets her own rebound, goes inside to Bowers, and it's good. Bowers now with 13. They're back up to a 12-point lead. 3 minutes to go in the first half. Benzer, top of the key. Right side to Chapman now. Back to Benzer, down in the right corner. Can't see for the official. Now we've got it. It's Newman. And we're going to have a foul on Hillis. That'll be her second team foul here in the second quarter. Greenwood will throw it in on the side. Riley Pierce comes in, and Curley will go out of the ball game. Here we go. Newman with the basketball. Inbound on the side. Gives it to Benzer. Benzer right side. Back to Newman. Now Benzer up top. Benzer trying to drive. Loose basketball knocked away, picked up by Hillis. Hillis up the floor, gets it to Davis. Up and under and good. Riley Davis, she's got 8 points here in the second quarter, 13 at the ball game. Thayer leads it by 14. 2:20 to go here in the first half. Benzer at the free throw line in the paint, blocked by Wheeler. Here comes Hillis the other way. Hillis and Davis off to Davis, back to Hillis, and Hillis is going to score on the easy basket. She's got five. Thayer leads at 36-20 with 2 minutes to go in the first half. Binzer back over to Newman. Newman up top with the basketball, dribbles finally, goes to the right side, down into the corner. Daugherty back to Newman. Newman's going to drive. We've got a foul on Thayer. And the foul's going to be on Pierce. That's her first. Third team foul on Thayer. And coming in for Thayer will be Brett Tharp. And Latovsky comes back in for Greenwood. So it'll be Newman to throw it in. Gets it Latovsky. Daugherty. Now it's Newman out of the corner for three, and it's good. And folks, Alyssa Newman has hit 4 3-pointers here in the first half of this ball game. And that's all she's done is hit threes. Underneath, Wheeler missed the shot underneath. Rebound comes down to Greenwood. I think Wheeler was surprised she was so open down there on the block. All right, Newman with the basketball, left side, on the wing. She's going to dribble down the corner, gives it back at the Binzer. Binzer now trying to drive, and now we've got a blocking foul on Thayer. That's going to be Pierce. That's the second on Pierce. Fourth team foul in the second quarter. So one more foul. Greenwood gets to shoot free throws. Thayer has a 13-point lead with 1:08 to go in the first half. Binzer down the left corner. Up top now. That would be Pinkston. Right side, Daugherty. And almost threw it away. Now long three is going to be no good. And we've got a foul. And I believe it's going to be Latovsky. And if so, that is going to be her third. And it is. Latovsky picks up her third personal foul. She'll have to come back out. Chapman will go back in. 55 seconds to go first half. It's 36-23 Thayer with the lead. Davis will bring it up the floor for Thayer across the timeline. That's the offense. She'll go left side now, gives it up to Hillis. Hillis at the free throw line, kicks it back out to Davis up top. Around the horn they go. Pierce is going to fire the three. It's no good. And a rebound comes down to Newman. Newman going to bring it up the floor slowly across the timeline. 28 seconds to go in the half. Binzer with it now on the left wing. Binzer up top. That would be Newman. Around the horn they go. Daugherty. Daugherty almost traveled. And now another three is good. Newman just hit her fifth three of the ball game, and that's all she's done is shoot threes. But it's a 10-point lead for Thayer. And the shot is up and good by Riley Davis. Riley Davis scores. That's going to be the half for you. Thayer leads it 38-26 over the Greenwood Lady Blue Jays. And we'll take a break. We'll come back in 3 minutes and talk some Lady Bobcat basketball anywhere, anytime. K-Country 95.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of 7 dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you at our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
At Monarch Realty, we cover 2 states with 3 locations and 24 agents scattered all over the Ozarks. In the Monarch family, we offer licensed drone pilot, E&O insurance, signage, and closing support to our loyal family members. No desk fee, no franchise fee. We are open to productive agents and have a sliding pay scale. Thinking about moving? Better call Saul.
Selling the American dream, one home at a time. Monarch Realty, Monarch Realty.
Chevrolet and the Ozarks grew up together. From cruising down Porter Wagoner Boulevard in West Plains or heading towards Thayer for that next float trip on the river, Chevrolet has been there for all of it. Whether it's hauling cattle to the sale barn or driving to church on Sunday, Chevrolet was right there. Square bodies, Dad's old 72 short bed, Duramaxes and Silverados, only in a Chevrolet. So let's start your next memory. And as always, Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet will be along for the ride.
Together, let's drive.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
Farming is a way of life, and State Farm agent Scott Cecil gets that. State Farm's farm policies are designed to deliver broad and flexible coverage customized to how you run your operation. So protect what you've worked so hard to build with Scott Cecil. He's proud to tailor coverage to meet the vast needs of your farm. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan for a quote or to get more information. Get to a better state. Get State Farm.
Welcome back to the Weiser Gymnasium. It's the campus of Drury University in Springfield. Pink and white, the tournament action. We are in the pink bracket, consolation semifinal. Thayer Lady Bobcats lead the Greenwood Lady Blue Jays 38-26. Lady Bobcats being led by Riley Davis with 15 points, 10 of those coming in the second quarter. Abby Bowers has 13 points in the ballgame. 9 of her 13 came in the first quarter. 3 points for Riley Pierce, 5 points for Caden Hillis, and 2 points for Kinsley Regal. Nobody with foul trouble for Thayer Lady Bobcats. For Greenwood, Alyssa Newman has hit 5 3-pointers in the ball game, and that's the only scoring she's done. She's hit 5 3-pointers for 15 points to lead Greenwood. 7 points for Benzer, 2 points for Chapman, and 2 points for Pinkston. And Lutomski for Greenwood has picked up 3 fouls here in the first half. They are led at 20-12 at the end of one, and they lead it 38-26 here at the half. The winner of this game will play tomorrow morning, 11 o'clock, right here at the Weiser Gym, against the winner of the next game between Clever and Bolivar for the Consolation Trophy. And Clever and Bolivar are both out here warming up right now. And as I look, Clever... tell you what, folks, Clever might be a surprising team, but they've got quite a few gals that are about 5'5", 5'6", and that's it. They've got, looks like, about 3 players that might be up around 5'8", 5'9". So it'd be interesting to watch the Clever girls play. Bolivar has a little bit more height, but not anything too tall. So that's the game coming up next, Clever and Bolivar. They'll play the winner of this game between Thayer and Greenwood. Let's run down some more of your Bobcat boosters here. Harp's Hometown Fresh Food Stores, Thayer and 10 Box Costs Plus in West Plains. Forstler's in Thayer and Ash Flat. Fred O'Neill, Attorney at Law and 11 Point River Title Company up there. Carter Funeral Homes, Thayer and West Plains. Sunset Salon and Barbering in Thayer. Langley Animal Clinic in Thayer. Penny Lane Accounting up there. Steed Brothers Trucking in Thayer. Alton Bank and Branch Bank of Birch Street. Thayer Plant Food and Thayer Farm Center, Kitty Corral Daycare and Learning Center of Thayer, and Carter Funeral Home, Thayer and Alton. So, or Clary Funeral Home, I should say, up Thayer and Alton. All right, Lady Bobcats lead it 38-26 here at the half over the Greenwood Lady Blue Jays. When we come back, we'll have the start of the third quarter. You're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
It's time to play Timber Trivia. True or false, real wood floors last 100 years or more. If you said true, good for you. Laminate flooring fumbles in the first quarter. True or false, your home sells much faster with real wood floors than with fake wood or carpeting. True. True or false, bamboo flooring makes sense. No way, sports fans. Bamboo is a grass. Turf belongs on the field. For flooring, say timber. Visit choosewood.com.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry here for every Ozark athlete with a team of seven expert providers on call 24/7. When injuries happen, we're ready to get you back in the game. Trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pyatt, and I'm proud to be the Zizzers team physician. As a parent, I know how important it is to feel confident in your child's safety. That's why we're out there watching every play, every move, to ensure your loved one is safe on the field. Your athlete's health is our top priority.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you at our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
At Monarch Realty, we see ourselves as guardians of the land and protectors of the people. We are listing agents who advertise globally and always present our listings for their highest and best value. If you're thinking about selling, remember, how you're treated matters. Why not be treated like royalty?
Monarch Realty! Monarch Realty!
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the Ozarks, and my roots run deep growing up on our family farm. Stop by and see us here at your locally owned Chevrolet, Buick, and GMC dealership in West Plains.
Together, let's drive.
And get great buys from the nice guys.
It's where to go and buy your car. It's service and best price by far. In West Plains, Mo, it's where we are. Taylor Grubaugh Chevrolet in West Plains.
Maybe you haven't been by Thayer Decorating downtown in a while. Well, you should. They're adding new displays and sprucing things up a little. It's all to better serve you and give you better choices to consider. Whether it's carpeting, waterproof laminate, ceramic, or mosaic tile for your shower, or even PPG paints. Can you say complete? Thayer Decorating is your complete decorating center. They love to talk floors and more. Visit with HC, Charity, or Edna. Do it soon. Yes, they install what they sell.
In the Ozarks, you know how much it means to have neighbors you can count on, like the one who mowed your lawn and trimmed that week you were sick. Well, here's another good neighbor you can count on, State Farm agent Scott Cecil. Scott and his team are here to help life go right when you combine your home and auto insurance, which can save you money and time. So combine home and auto and start the savings rolling. Contact State Farm agent Scott Cecil at 151 East Walnut in Thayer or 301 LaRue in Donovan today.
Welcome back to the Wiser Gymnasium. DeRay University in Springfield. Pink and white tournament action. Pink bracket consolation semifinal. And Thayer leads the Greenwood Lady Blue Jays 38-26 as we get ready to start the third quarter of play. Thayer will have their original starting lineup on the floor. And so will Greenwood. And Greenwood will get the basketball to start the ball game. And we're ready to go. And it'll be Newman. Newman on the left side. Down in the corner is Benzer. Benzer brings it back, and she carried the basketball. Turnover on Greenwood. It'll be Bobcats basketball. Lady Bobcats on the side. So Bowers will bring it up. Set the offense forward there. Gives it over to Davis on the right wing. Davis gets Hillis up top. Left side is Bowers, and Bowers trying to get, well, it went off of Bowers' foot. I thought then it went off of a Lady Blue Jay, but the official said no. So it'll be Greenwood with the basketball, full court pressure by Thayer. And they almost, and they, nope. And now they are going to get the basketball. They're going to say it went off of Greenwood. So Thayer will throw it in front of their own bench. Pierce to do the honors. Goes over to Bowers, and she scores on the easy shot down on the right block. Thayer leads it 40-26. Newman with the basketball gives it back to Benzer. Benzer across the timeline, pushing it up the floor. Benzer gives it up to Latomsky, and she missed the shot. Bowers with the rebound. Up to Hillis. Hillis going the other way. Coach Young in my way. They can't see. Hillis missed the layup, and Benzer with the rebound. We'll blame that one on Coach Young because he was in my way, and now we got a foul on Thayer. I believe that's going to be on Bowers. So that'll be Bowers' second first team foul here, third quarter. And Newman will throw it in at half court. Benzer will set the offense now up top. She's trying to come down the lane and miss the layup. And Curley with the rebound gives it up to Bowers. Now it's Pierce bringing it up the floor. Into the corner is Hillis on the left side. Back to Curley. They go Davis on the right side for three. It's good. Riley Davis with 18 points in the ball game, and Thayer has pushed it up to a 43-26 lead here. 6.5 to go, third quarter. Latomsky gets it up to Daugherty. Daugherty bringing it up the floor. Goes to the right side. Latomsky down on the block, puts a shot up, and it's good. And let me put it this way. She didn't shoot it. She just threw it up there, and it went in. Curley on the right wing up top to Hillis. Left side to Pierce now. They go back to Hillis inside, and she scores. Hillis kisses it off the glass. 7 points for Hillis. And still that full court pressure by Thayer. Greenwood breaks the pressure, but it's stolen by Pierce. Gives it up to Hillis, and here comes Thayer the other way. And missing the shot was Curley. And Thayer surrounds the Greenwood player with the ball. Finally picked up and scored by Riley Davis. Davis now has 20 points in the ball game, and it's going to go out of bounds. And Benzer comes up limping down there a little bit. Bowers and Curley are going to come out. Regal comes in along with Tharp as Thayer has opened up a 19-point lead with 5.5 to go here in the third quarter. And almost stole it again. But they get it across the timeline, Greenwood, and the shot is up, and it's going to be no good. I believe Pierce is going to get called for the foul, and if so, that's going to be number three. Number three on Riley Pierce, second team foul on the Lady Bobcats. And Pinkston goes to the free throw line to shoot two for Greenwood. And the first one is good. Chapman's going to come back in. And okay, Chapman is coming back to the scores table. She must be coming in for the shooter. Free throw was missed. And they just got Latomsky over the back for Greenwood. That's her fourth foul. That's her first team foul on Greenwood. Chapman's going to come in, and Latomsky's going to have to come out with those four fouls. So Thayer with the basketball. They lead it by 18 with 5:15 to go in the third quarter. Davis gives it up to Hillis up top. Now it's over to Tharp, back to Hillis on the left side. Cut inside, Davis kicks it out, and the three-pointer is no good. Chapman goes over the back, no good. Ball on the floor, Thayer with it, and timeout called by Thayer. 4:57 to go, third quarter. It's 47-29. Thayer with the lead, and we're coming back in 30 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball, anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
If you're a small business owner, you know what you mean to your customers. You're the local pro, a neighborhood problem solver, a person in their community they know will treat them right. State Farm agent Scott Cecil is no different. Scott runs a small business in Southern Missouri, too, and he's perfectly positioned to understand your needs and help you protect your small business. Stop in or talk with State Farm agent Scott Cecil for small business insurance today.
Welcome back to Drury University in Springfield, campus of the Wiser Gym on the campus of Drury University in Springfield. There, Lady Bobcats with a 47-29 lead over the Greenwood Lady Blue Jays. It's consolation semifinal bracket action in the pink bracket of the Pink and White Tournament. And let's see. It's going to be Thayer throwing the ball in on the baseline. Riley Pierce to do the honors. Gets it in to Davis. Davis goes inside Regal, and Regal traveled with the basketball. She got up right next to Chapman and was trying to get her feet right and didn't dribble with the basketball. So, turnover on the Lady Bobcats. And Bobcats got their hand on the ball once again, knock it out of bounds. It'll be a Greenwood ball. Lady Bobcats with that full court 2-2-1 zone pressure. And they get it to Chapman, and she has almost traveled. Gets it back to Daughtry now, who has it on the left wing up top now. That would be Newman. Now it's Benzer on the left wing. Benzer coming up top. Right side, Daughtry. She's going to fire the three. It's no good. Rebound comes down to Regal, and Regal's going to get fouled. I believe that's Newman. If so, that'll be her first, and it is. First foul on Newman. Second team foul on Greenwood. And Bowers is coming back in. Riley Pierce will have a seat for the Lady Bobcats, getting a breather. Looking across the way, Randy Ward dressed out in his official uniform. He's over there waiting. He must have the next ball game. Bowers in the lane, kicks it out. Shot is no good. And Thayer knocks it away. Here comes Davis, kicks it over on the left side. Shot is up, and it is good by Bowers. Bowers now has 18 in the ball game. Thayer's opened up a 50-29 lead with 4 minutes to go third quarter. Thayer steals it again. Hillis kicks it over to Davis. Davis scores, and the full court press is causing problems for Greenwood as Thayer getting some turnovers here. Now Greenwood with the basketball across the timeline. Benzer with it. She's coming down the lane, puts it up. No good. We've got a jump ball, looks like. And it's going to go to Thayer. So Regal's going to come out. Wheeler comes in for the Lady Bobcats, who lead it 52-29. All right, Davis brings it up, gets it to Hillis up top. Hillis. Looking, gets the screen over to Bowers. She'll fire from the wing again. It's good for three. Bowers hits her third three-pointer of the ball game. And now Newman with the basketball, and now we've got a hand check foul called. I believe that's on Hillis. Let's make sure here. Yep, that'll be the third on Hillis, third team foul. Greenwood will throw it in, and Bowers knocks it out of bounds. She hit it over here to some folks here at the scores table, but we're not in the ball game, so it'll be Greenwood basketball. Daughtry with it, left side to Pinkston. Benzer travels the lane, missed the shot, and Wheeler with the rebound. Gets it up to Davis. Davis up ahead, Hillis, and Hillis hits the layup, the left-hand layup. Hillis now with nine, and Thayer leads it 57-29. Pinkston bringing it up the floor, gives it to Chapman. Chapman has it blocked by Wheeler. Thayer with the basketball. Davis now will bring it the other way. Wheeler blocking the 6-1 Chapman shot there. Davis takes it right down the right side of the lane and scores. And Riley Davis is just filling up the scorebook over here, let me tell you. Chapman's going to try a three from the wing. It's no good. Bowers had it go off her hand. Now stolen away, and there's going to be a foul on Newman. That'll be the second on Newman. Third team foul here in the third quarter. 2:15 to go. Thayer will have the basketball. And Riley Jo Sarles is going to come into the ball game. Hillis will get a breather for Thayer. 2:15 to go. Thayer leads it 59-29. If that score holds up, we'll have a turbo clock in the fourth quarter. Davis, right side, gets it. Bowers, a long three, in and out, no good. Rebound by Wheeler, no good. And Sarl has her shot blocked. And now we got a jump ball, and it'll go to Greenwood. Boy, Abby Bowers that time was about four steps past the three-point line. She almost had it, too. It kind of rattled and came out. Daugherty goes down on the post, and now we got a foul on Thayer. Wheeler or Tharp, who's it going to be? It's going to be on Wheeler. That's her first. Fourth team foul. So one more foul on Lady Bobcats, and Greenwood gets to shoot free throws. They'll inbound it to Benzer down in the corner. That would be Newman. Now it's Benzer's free throw line, throws it up, and it goes in. Benzer now with 9 points in the ball game. Minute and a half to go, third quarter. Thayer with a big lead. Davis with the basketball. Kicks it out left side. Tharp up top to Sorrell. Wheeler on the right wing. Up top to Davis. Davis now. She's going to weave her way down the lane and scores on another layup. Davis is having an outstanding ball game, folks. Benzer coming down the lane. Kicks it back out. Chapman, long three is no good. Wheeler with the rebound for Thayer. Gives it up to Bowers. We're down to 55 seconds to go, third quarter. Here comes Bowers right down the lane. Missed her layup. Rebound to Newman. Newman up the floor. Gives it to Benzer. Back to Newman. She'll fire a three, and it's no good. She finally missed one. Davis brings it up for Thayer. Davis on the right side. Now she'll go inside to Bowers. Bowers has it blocked from behind, and the foul is going to be called on Tharp. And Tharp just picked up her first, and that's the 15 foul. So now Greenwood gets to go to the free throw line to shoot two. 28 seconds to go here in the third quarter. They're leading by 30, 61-31. Pinkston will go to the free throw line to shoot two. She's got 3 points in the ball game. Here comes the first one. And it's good. So Pinkston now with 4 points in the game. Regal and Pierce will come into the ball game. And Tharp comes out. And Bowers, I believe, came out. Pinkston's second free throw is up, and it is good. So Pinkston now with 5 points in the ball game. It's a 28-point lead with 23 seconds to go. Pierce will fire a three out of the corner, and it's good. Riley Pierce hits the three. 16 seconds to go, third quarter. They're up by 31. Benzer gets it over to Newman. Benzer will fire a three out of the corner. No good. Wheeler with the rebound. Gives it up to Davis. 3 seconds. Davis going to have to hurry. Needs to put it up, and she does. Oh, it rattled around and came out. Thayer leads it 64-33 over Greenwood. We're back in 60 seconds. You're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball, anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
It's football, basketball, and hunting season, so everyone is on the go and always in a hurry. Need a quick, easy meal? How about the Pizza Inn of Thayer? They're open 7 days a week, Sunday through Thursday, 10:30 to 8, Friday and Saturday, 10:30 to 9, Taco Tuesday, Wacky Wednesday, Family Day Saturday, all-day buffet every day, pizza, pasta, salad, and dessert. They have it all. Dine in, carry out, or delivery. Call for daily specials, 417-264-3800. Order online at pizzainn.com. It's the Pizza Inn of Thayer.
Welcome back to Weiser Gymnasium on the campus of Drury University in Springfield. Riley Davis with 11 points in the third quarter. She's got 26 in the ball game right now, as Thayer is leading the Greenwood Lady Blue Jays. 64-33. We'll have a turbo clock to start the fourth quarter here. As long as that lead stays over, 30 points or over. Davis with 26. Abby Bowers has 21 in the ball game. So Davis and Bowers combining for 47 of Thayer, 64 points here as we start the fourth quarter. And Thayer will get the basketball. Turbo clock in effect with a 31-point lead for Thayer. Davis up top, gives it up to Pierce now up top. Sarl, they do the weave up top, kind of looking like the Globetrotters a little bit, just no trickery. Regal on the right side, kicks it out to Pierce. Pierce now going to bring it back up, kicks it back out to Davis on the right wing. Davis now up top to Sarl, gives it to Pierce. Pierce will pull it out. Pierce will back it up, and they'll try something else here. Coach Young is calling out. Pierce will put up a two. They said that was just a two. Riley Pierce scores. She's got eight in the ball game. Thayer's up by 33 with 7 minutes to go in the game. Binzer has it on the left wing. Binzer kicks it out right side. Chapman fires a three. That's no good. Rebound Davis. Here they come. Sorrell with the basketball. She'll bring it back out. She didn't want to take on Chapman, the 6'1 senior. And Regal hits the three, top of the key. Regal now with 5 points. And Thayer leads it now by 36. Timeout, Greenwood. 6:35 to go in the ball game. It's 69-33. Back in 60 seconds, you're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball. Anywhere, anytime, K-Country 95.
Are you tired of feeling like a number at your bank? At FNBC, we pride ourselves on providing personalized service to each and every customer. We believe in building strong relationships, and we take the time to get to know you and your unique financial goals so we can provide the best service possible. We invite you to stop into any of our convenient locations across North Central and Northeast Arkansas and Southern Missouri to meet our team of dedicated community bankers.
You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, and go Bobcats.
Welcome back to Weiser Gymnasium, campus of Drury University in Springfield. It's semifinal consolation bracket, in the pink bracket, I should say. And looks like Thayer's going to be moving on to play tomorrow at 11 a.m. right here at the Weiser Gym for the consolation trophy. They'll play the winner of the next game between Clever and Bolivar. Right now, Thayer leads it 69-33 over Greenwood. Greenwood will have the basketball inbounding on the side. Binzer with it. Binzer up top. She'll come to the right side. Now she'll dribble back up top and to the left side. Gives it up to Newman. Binzer down on the post. And we got a foul on Wheeler. So that's her second. First team foul on Thayer. Turbo clock is running. We're coming up on 6 minutes to go in the ball game. Greenwood will inbound under the basket. Daugherty for three on the baseline. No good. Pierce with the rebound for Thayer. Pierce will bring it up the floor. Gets it to Regal on the wing on the right side for three. No good. And on the floor, Riley Joe Sorrell. Battling Binzer under there. Jump ball, I believe it's going to be Thayer basketball. So it's going to be Greenwood ball. Somebody forgot to flip the arrow switch down here. Newman will bring it up. 5.5 to go in the ball game. Turbo clock running. Newman picks up her dribble. Now she's in trouble and gets over to Daugherty. Binzer has it now. Back up top now to Newman. She'll drive, put the shot up. She's going to get fouled. That may be on Savannah Wheeler. If so, that's her third. Yep. Savannah picks up her third. Second team foul. And Newman will go to the free throw line to shoot two for Greenwood. Once again, Thayer will be moving on to play for the consolation trophy tomorrow, 11 o'clock here at Weiser Gym. Newman makes the first free throw. Thayer will play the winner of the Clever Bolivar ball game, and it's coming up next. And Newman hits the second free throw. She's got 17 in the ball game to lead Greenwood. Hillis bringing the ball up the floor. Now she'll back it out. Goes to Regal on the right side. Regal back up to Hillis. Left side to Pierce. Hillis inside. Scores again. And Caden Hillis has 11 points in the ball game. So now I believe we've got three players in double figures for Thayer. Benzer up top. Newman's going to fire another three. It's no good. Wheeler with the rebound. Sorrell with the basketball. Up the floor. Gets it to Hillis. Hillis, whoops, a little bit too much on that one. Went over the basket. And it's Newman with the rebound for Greenwood. And now we've got a foul on Thayer. I believe it's going to be on Regal. That'll be Regal's first foul. And it's going to be the third team foul on West Plains. So Hillis is going to get a breather here. And so will Pierce. So Curley and Tharp are back in for Thayer. Benzer with the basketball, goes to the right side. She'll shoot the three and scores, but it's a two. Benzer just hits a two. She's got 11 points in the ball game. Regal with the basketball on the right side. She's going to shoot a three from the right side. No good. And battle inside. Curley has it, puts it up. It has it blocked. Curley with the ball again, puts it back up again. Now Wheeler, now we got a foul. Got a foul inside. And Wheeler, I believe, is going to the free throw line. Newman picks up her third. And that is the second or first team foul. Savannah Wheeler and misses the first one. Wheeler does. Clock running, 2:20 and counting to go here in the ball game. Turbo clock in effect as Thayer leads at 71-37. Thayer's going to go to 7-4 on the season, and Greenwood will drop to 9-3. And Wheeler misses the second free throw. Newman with the basketball. She'll bring it up the floor. Benzer on the right side will shoot the three. It's good. Benzer now with 14. Now Curley will bring it up. Across the timeline, gives it up to Tharp on the left side. Tharp with the basketball. Goes inside Curley. They'll go the other side. Riley Jo Sorrell had her shot blocked inside. Now we got a jump ball. And it goes to Thayer. Minute and a half and counting to go in the ball game. Thayer will inbound on the baseline. Sorrell will do the honors. Gets it to Wheeler at the free throw line. Inside Curley. Curley will put the shot up, no good. Battle for the rebound. Curley sends it back in, but Benzer picks up the basketball. Benzer is going to bring it up, goes behind the back, across the timeline, and Sorrell is going to commit the foul. First foul on Sorrell. Fourth team foul on Thayer. And we're down to 56 seconds and counting to go in the ball game. Thayer up 71-40. Newman on the left wing, up top to Benzer. Benzer trying to drive, kicks it back to Newman. Newman. Now they go to up top. That's Newman. And she missed the three. Wheeler with the rebound for Thayer. She'll give it up to Curley. Now it's Regal. Regal will bring it up for 27 seconds over the head of Sorrell. Newman has the basketball for Greenwood. 20 seconds to go in the ball game. Right side. Three-pointer is up by Benzer. No good. And Sorrell with the rebound. Sorrell going the other way, 12 seconds. Here's Tharp, and she's going to travel with a basketball. She made the layup, but she traveled with a basketball. That's going to be your ball game. Thayer wins it 71-40 over the Greenwood Lady Blue Jays. We'll take a break, and we'll come back in 2 minutes to wrap this one up. You're listening to Lady Bobcat Basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
It's time to play Walk the Plank. True or false? Real wood floors can last hundreds of years.
False.
No, that's true. Laminates fumble fast. True or false? Homes with real wood floors sell much faster than homes with fake wood flooring. True. True or false? Bamboo's a good choice for flooring. True. False. Bamboo's a grass. Keep turf on the field, not on your floors. Visit choosewood.com for more truth about trees.
Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Spine and Podiatry, we're here for every athlete in the Ozarks. With a team of seven dedicated providers, we've got you covered. Whether it's a game-winning touchdown or a tough tackle, injuries can strike at any moment. But don't worry, our experts are on call 24/7, ready to get you back in the game stronger than ever. When the stakes are high, trust the team that never backs down. Visit OzarksHealthcare.com.
As another year closes, Community First wants to wish you and your family happy holidays. They know their longevity is sustained by service, community commitment, and one-on-one involvement with their customers. As they have for 27 years and in the year ahead, Community First will continue to bring you service you need with professionalism you expect. Discover the bank that puts you at our community first. Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove, and Thayer. Member FDIC.
Hello neighbors, I'm Travis Tooley. My real estate journey with Solomon Cornelius began several years ago as a part-time agent until I purchased my own office. Solomon and Kimmy have always remained close, loyal friends. After a few years on my own, I decided to make the move back to Monarch Realty. How you're treated matters is their slogan, what they live by, and how I do business as well. For all your real estate needs, remember Monarch Realty, because how you're treated does matter. Join our team today.
Welcome back to Wiser Gym on the campus of Drury University in Springfield. And the Thayer Lady Bobcats have defeated the Greenwood Lady Blue Jays by the score of 71-40. Lady Bobcats were led by Riley Davis with 26 points in the ball game. Abby Bowers had 21, 11 for Caden Hillis, 5 points for Kinsley Regal in the ball game. And 8 points for Riley Pierce. For Greenwood, they were led by 17 points from Alyssa Newman, 2 points from Chapman, 5 for Pinkston, Latomsky had 2, and 5 points for Benzer. They are led at 20-12 at the end of 1. They led 38-26 at the half. They opened it up to a 64-33 lead at the end of 3 as they outscored Greenwood 26-7 there in the third quarter. And then they win it going away, 71-40. They are now 7-4 on the season. Greenwood drops to 9-3. Well, let's take a look and tell you that if we have to pick a player of the game, folks, I'm going to tell you, Riley Davis and Abby Bowers, they were the offense for the Lady Bobcats here this morning. As between the two of them, they had 47 points. Then you add in Caden Hillis's 11. So that's 58 of the 71 points were scored by those three Lady Bobcats. Lady Bobcats win it 71-40. They will play at 11 o'clock tomorrow against the winner of the next game between Clever and Bolivar, and that will be for the Consolation Trophy. Once again, that's at 11 o'clock tomorrow morning. We hope you enjoyed Lady Bobcat basketball. I want to thank our sponsors once again. Missouri Forest Products Association, FNBC Community Bankers, Bowers, Ty Mill and Thayer, Daniel, Monica, and Austin, Taylor Grubaugh, Chevy, Buick, and GMC of West Plains, Pete's Inn of Thayer, Century 21 Combs and Associates in Thayer, State Farm Agent Scott Cecil in Thayer, Thayer Decorating, Monarch Realty of Thayer, West Plains and Willow Springs, Community First Banking Company, West Plains, Mountain Grove and Thayer, and Ozarks Healthcare Orthopedic Clinic. Thayer Lady Bobcats with a 71-40 win over the Greenwood Lady Blue Jays. They'll play 11 o'clock tomorrow right here at the Wiser Gymnasium at Drury University in Springfield for a consolation, and they'll play the winner of the next game between Clever and Bolivar. Hope you enjoyed Lady Bobcat basketball on Anywhere, Anytime, K-Country 95.
The Ozarks Country Station, KAMS, Mammoth Spring, Cherokee Village, and Thayer. Anywhere.
I'm Taylor Grubaugh. I am the sixth generation of my family to live right here in the